Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
We're taking your calls on 13, 12, 16 by midnight tonight. That's the deadline for when you have to update your details at the Australian Electoral Commission for the plebiscite coming up.
That's right. So it's really important that, you know, we really push that and get that message out there so you can have your say, basically.
Let this be the time, and we've got Scotty on the line. Scotty, what's your background, first of all?
First of all, I'm a Christian, so I guess we can see where I'm going to come from on this one. But to me, it's a lot more than just love and... If it just comes down to love and having equal rights, as far as I'm aware, they do have equal rights. They have the equal right to marry anyone they like, as long as it's the opposite sex. So at the end of the day, they have civil ceremonies. They can go and have a civil ceremony. They've still got equal rights to do all that. But where I'm coming from on a larger scale is the rights of kids. And you go on about love and equal rights. What about the love of a child or an unborn child yet? Because marriage in Australia at the moment is all about a man and a woman committing to each other to have children and bring them up in a loving relationship with a male and a female role model.
Yeah,
so unborn children need to have the right to have both a male and female role model in their lives and have that love and respect shown to each other.
But
there's no reason they can't be brought up, as many kids today in the younger generation are, to have compassion for the LGBTs. That's where I come from, mate. And, you know, I just wish there was more people out there that would stand up and not be afraid to be called a bigot or whatever.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
I
don't call people that are for it a bigot.
No.
Because they're entitled to their view as much as I am to mine.
Yeah, and I think we've said that, yeah. And I think that's so important. It's a democracy. I think you have an opportunity to vote just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. So, but Scott, of course, and that's what we keep saying, everyone's entitled to their opinion. And we had this discussion yesterday. What about the kids that, well, kids don't have a say in who their parents are. What about kids that are, you know, we see so many kids that are brought up by one single parent. We see so many kids that are brought up in families where they're not respected, where things have got, you know, they've had terrible upbringings. So
Absolutely. Why
would it be any different for two people that actually love each other?
From other countries like America and stuff where, children have been brought up in single parent relationships because dads have gone to jail or dads are dead, and mostly it's males that leave the females and leave the mum with the kids. So when these kids have grown up missing male role models, you end up having a lot more crime, a lot more suicide rates, a lot more other things that happen in society. And my fear is that's what's going to start happening here in Australia.
Look, the concerns are real, but it's just like the concerns are real when people were divorcing. I mean, I know what it's like to be able to grow up just with my father, and I do miss having a mum. And I said that to Tools the other day, when I get a bit envious when I see a mother doting upon their kid, because it's something that I never had, someone tucking me into bed at night, regardless of whether I'm 35. It's the simple things. My concerns with that too, but at the same time I'm voting yes because we need to give them a chance and we need to change.
I understand that with the love thing. Yeah, absolutely. What happens down the track in a few years' time when they start saying, okay, two gay men or two lesbian couples should be allowed to go and have IVF and should be allowed to adopt kids and should be allowed to have surrogacy parents and stuff like that and then start raising kids of their own? When it's not a natural way to have kids, and I'm sorry to put it out there, maybe there's people that agree with me and maybe there's people that don't, but it takes a male and a female to have a kid naturally.
And like we said, it's your opinion, you're entitled to it. I have to disagree with you on that one, and that's fine. And that's the beauty of this. We can disagree on things and still be fine with each other.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I love about Australia and our democratic society is that we're all allowed to have a different opinion. We should all be allowed to voice our opinion and have a discussion on it without being called names or being put down for that, you know.
Couldn't agree more.
That's
Scotty,
what makes this such a great country.
Yeah, we have to go. Hey, really
Thank you very much, Scotty.
Yeah.
No worries. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening.
So, David's obviously, you've heard Scotty's call this morning. Scotty isn't for the marriage equality, and it kind of comes to the reasons of maybe, is it fair to say, bringing up children in the relationship? Is that what you got out of that, Joel?
That's what I got out of it, Dave, and I think that's what you got out of it. But more importantly, I mean, your first-hand experience. So, what are your thoughts on what you just heard?
Well, I think, obviously, in this day and age, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and that's what the plebiscite is doing. Look, don't necessarily agree with what the plebiscite says. It's allowing people to put hate back out there. I think as a society we've worked so hard to move past that. And this, I know that I've seen on social media some pretty disturbing images. And look, as a father, regardless of being a gay father, is what people want to label me as, I've still got to protect my children, and seeing things like that are obviously upsetting. I think being a gay parent is also separate from the marriage equality discussion.
Yes.
Gays have been raising children for a very long time. So I think that that's probably something that needs to be separated from this whole plebiscite and marriage equality discussion, really.
And what are some of the conversations you've had to have? I mean, and have you had them already, or are they too young to be able to have the discussions?
Look, I drip-fed my children with what I thought they needed to know. At the end of the day, they're kids. I'm their father. They've still got their mother about. Their mother and I have got a good relationship. They're lucky to still have that. I don't know how common that is within, you know, gay parents and the gay community, but I think it works pretty well with us. The conversation was natural. It actually came on when I was sitting down with the kids and we were listening to a song. It was that Hosier song that came on, and the film clip was obviously pretty graphic, and, you know, it was an opportunity for me to just discuss it with the children, and just said that, you know, one day daddy will have a boyfriend, and, you know, daddy would like to get married again. And children don't, it doesn't affect them, you know. At the end of the day, that's not their main priority. Their main priority is getting out and playing and,
yeah,
you know, wanting to do this and wanting to do that. They don't concern themselves with things like that. So I think if we put fear onto them, or if we expect judgment from them, then that's obviously what we're going to get. But as I said, you know, I've still got to get up and pack my kids' lunch boxes. I've still got to take them to school. I'm still there at school assemblies. You know, I've still got the same concerns that any parent does. And it is only society telling me that being a gay parent is not right, or that it should be different, or, but it's not. You know, I still have the same concerns. So I think that that's really what people need to understand, is that this marriage equality and this plebiscite, it is separate from being a gay parent.
Yes.
I think gays have been raising children for a very long time.
David.
You know, and
thank you so much for sharing this morning. You've raised some really great points, and as well from someone with that experience, we really appreciate it.
No troubles at all. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot, mate. It is 11 past 8, and if you're just catching up, we are talking about same-sex marriage ahead of your deadline at 12 o'clock midnight tonight to get all your details up to date.
Yeah, you do have to be registered to vote, so we're taking your calls on 13, 12, 16, just to get people's thoughts, messages, maybe different sides of stories. Nathan, what's your experience with this, and what's your opinion?
Hi, guys. How are you going this morning?
Yeah, fantastic, Nathan.
Doing something different, talking about something serious, mate. Nathan, what are your thoughts?
Well, coming from a younger person's perspective, I'm a university student and all, I'm all for the plebiscite to go ahead and gay marriage to be legalised in Australia. It just feels like just countries that, like America, who are just so Christian-based, and how they've legalised already. It's just amazing how we haven't moved forward with it, and how we still listen to the minority of the of religion groups in Australia who are against it. Because it seems, well, from a younger person's perspective, that a larger community is for it. But, the voice of the minority is definitely there, and it's quite toxic, a lot of things that they've had to say about gay people getting married.
It is. There is some hate that is being spread, and I guess that's what David was saying. It's an opportunity for more hate to spread across Australia rather than the positivity, which we're trying to really understand it and listen to people's stories, because how am I meant to know? Like, you know, I didn't grow up like that. I didn't grow up not being able to express myself, so I can't judge and I can't understand.
Yeah, definitely. Well, coming from someone who grew up with a single parent, and that, then I'm perfectly happy with that, because my mother was always so good to me, and she pretty much filled the void for both. But the person that you had on before, saying that a marriage between a man and a woman, looking after children. Well, number one, I would have been very happy to have two mothers to raise me, if they cared for me as much as the person who was on before, if he was gay and he had a partner and they were both looking after the kids with as much love as possible. I would have loved to have had that.
Yeah, mate, yeah. I couldn't agree with you more, and I totally understand.
And that's the thing here. Everyone comes from such different experiences, such different backgrounds, has such different opinions and thoughts. But that's the world, you know. That's the world we live in. No one's story is exactly the same. We're all going to... You can't pin it down to this is why this has happened or that is that. So
exactly. Well, a religion just seems so outdated with the views on marriage. And really, they shouldn't have that much of a say on it in today's generation because people, there are also still marriages, and I'm not going to name names of anyone, but people who are in their 60s and go out and find a younger wife to bring over with her only...
Oh, Nathan! Yes, yes.
True.
Getting a citizenship.
This is what happens. You become passionate.
Yeah,
Nathan,
it's true.
Thank you so much
thank
for being
Nathan.
A part of the conversation
that's
and calling.
Right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Not a problem.
You're a champion, Nathan.
We're going to wrap it up with Katie right now on 13, 12, 16.
I don't believe that there should be any reason that someone else stops someone who loves each other from getting married. I believe it's definitely an issue of equality. No one who enters into a opposite sex relationship needs to ask for permission to go ahead and marry the person they love.
Yeah.
So someone who's in the same sex relationship, it really shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
As far as children go, as long as they're in a loving home, I mean, that can come from someone of the same sex couple, can come from a like opposite sex couple, or even a single parent household. As long as they're being loved, that's the most important thing. And I definitely disagree with the increased rates of crime, suicide, and that kind of stuff. But not putting down Scott's opinion at all, but I don't believe there's enough evidence to support that. And I mean, at the end of the day, love is love, and we should all have equal rights.
Beautiful. Well put, Katie. Love that. And how great is everyone today? Just accepting everyone's opinions and thoughts.
And then when they get off the phone, they can swear.
Get up with Joel and Jules for the Holly Moly 750 feeds.